The Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter. Well, the new year is almost here and the old one gone. So while we're on the subject of new and old things, let me tell you a new story about poor old Dexter. It began a few days ago, on Boxing Day, a few moments before Dexter joined his family at the breakfast table.
Oh, dear, I do wish your father had hurried down to breakfast. I don't like even holidays to upset my timetable.
Well, I think I know something else that's upset besides your timetable.
Yeah, Dad's stomach.
Oh, you're right there, children. He moaned and groaned all night. I'm sure he had nightmares.
Well, I could hear Daddy from my room. He woke me about four times.
Me too. Once I got an awful fright. I thought a wild animal was howling outside the window.
Then you can both imagine what a night I spent. Wild animal was in my bed. It's entirely your father's own fault. I told him not to eat a third helping of Grandma's turkey.
Well, I don't believe it was the turkey as much as the four helpings of Christmas pudding.
Well, the funny part is, your father doesn't normally like steam puddings of any kind.
But, Mum, this was different. Dad was determined not to be the only one who hadn't found a thruppence.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning, Dad.
Well, now, Dexter, hurry up and sit down, dear. Your eggs are getting cold.
Jesse, I just couldn't look at an egg. Oh, if I have any breakfast, it'll be anything but an egg. An egg comes from a hen, and a turkey's a hen's relative, and I ate so much of a hen's relative yesterday, I'm just not consuming even a remote offspring this morning.
Please yourself, dear, but I could say I told you so. In fact, I will say it. I told you so.
Oh, Jesse, you should remember, the blame's mostly yours. It was your idea for us to have a hot midday Christmas dinner at your mother's place and then have my family here for another dinner at night.
But it was a cold tea last night. Well, admittedly, we had ham and turkey, but it was a cold tea.
Well, that doesn't alter the fact that I had another two helpings of turkey, not to mention a wing going to bed.
Well, by the noises you made, I reckon you must have taken the drumstick to bed and slept on it.
Dexter, just because food is on the table in ample quantities doesn't mean it has to be eaten in one sitting.
Mummy, surely we've got some of our turkey left in the fridge.
Oh, not much, I can assure you.
Oh, please, family, would you mind dropping the subject for a while? It'll be months before I can listen to the word turkey, much less look at a piece of it.
Don't you mean, Jessie, may I come in?
Oh, come in, Clara. How was your Christmas day?
Oh, very quiet this year, dear. Oh, look, I've just brought in the drumstick to show you the size of our turkey.
Now, listen, Dexter. While the women are out in your kitchen, let's get our heads together on this holiday jazz.
What holiday jazz? We've got another week away from the office and Jessie's got something arranged for me to do every day.
Says Clara. She's even got a bridge party in mind, and you know what I think of playing cards. Every time I get roped in for a game of bridge, I feel like jumping off one.
Well, but what are you talking about putting our heads together?
You know what I'd like to do for the next week? Go camping.
Camping? You mean in a tent?
Well, I don't mean camping in the lobby of Parliament House. Let's take our wives and your kids and all go camping out for the next week.
KG, are you tired of life or something? Do you want us both to commit suicide? Jessie won't have anything to do with a camping holiday, and I happen to know Clara feels the same way.
My dear Dexter, there is strength in numbers. And if you and I both tell our wives quite firmly we're going camping, then it's a foregone conclusion what'll happen.
Yeah, we'll all stay home.
What's this about camping? Are you thinking of going camping for a few days?
We certainly are, son. For a week.
Oh, boy! A week in a tent!
I didn't say we're going. I meant we'd spend a week thinking about it.
Dexter, what's wrong with you? And in front of your own boy, too. You're not a weakling, and neither am I. We're going to bowl out into that kitchen in a few minutes and make a statement, a straight-out statement.
Good on you, Mr. Wilmot.
In that case, we'd better make one out before we go into the kitchen.
A statement?
Yeah, our last will and testament.
KG and Dexter trying to pluck up enough courage to tell Clara and Jessie about the proposed camping trip isn't anything out of the ordinary. You know, it's quite a common thing for people to have to pluck up courage to do things. And in most cases, it's because they imagine things are more difficult than they really are. For instance, some people may be hesitant about going into a bank and opening a new account. Well, let me assure you there is no friendlier or more helpful place than the Commonwealth Savings Bank. And as for opening a new account, there's nothing to it. It takes only a minute or two, and the staff are only too happy to help and advise you. Anything you want to know, they'll gladly tell you. How much must you have to open an account? Well, that's an easy one. You can open an account with any amount from one shilling upwards. So you see, the Commonwealth Savings Bank makes saving as easy as it's possible to make it. So why not open an account next payday, and from then on week by week? Bank Commonwealth.
Come on, Dexter. Let's hit him with the news. Well, girls, what are you doing out there in the kitchen by yourselves, eh?
Oh, we're just talking.
Oh, tell the truth, Dad. I'm talking and you're listening.
My word, Janie, I like that little frock you're wearing.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, KG, what happened to the statements you're going to make straight out?
Give me time. It's coming.
So it's Christmas, but it's a year off.
You know, girls, I've never seen such glorious weather as we're having at the moment.
Jesse, my husband is about to say something, and whatever it is, I am not going to like it.
You don't like anything I say, so what's the difference?
Dexter and Ashley have a very guilty look on their faces, too. Something's brewing.
Oh, don't look at me. I'm only an innocent bystander.
Girls, the point is this. The weather's warm and beautiful, and KG and I have another week's holiday, and therefore something most important must be said right here and now.
Yes?
Yes, Daddy.
So, go ahead and say it, KG.
Who, me?
Yes, you. It's your idea. You're the brave bull.
Huh? He's a brave bull, and I'm a red rag. Out with it, Kimberly. What is it?
Dexter and I feel we should all go on a camping holiday for a week to North Lakes and make an early start tomorrow morning.
What?
Camping?
For a week.
At North Lakes? Tomorrow morning?
Ashley, you're in this as much as us.
We are not going camping, and that's that.
Why not? A few days in the open...
It'll be a wonderful break for all our...
Desist! Yeah. Camping out is out. Jesse, Janie, and I have the next few days all planned. What we're going to do is as clear as the nose on my face.
And nothing could be clearer than that.
I'll make your nose look like a piece of putty in a minute, Kimberly.
Now, wait a minute, please. No neighbor's fights in my kitchen. All we boys want you girls to do is sit here quietly and allow us to draw you a picture of what this camping holiday would be like.
That's all we want to do, draw a picture.
I'll draw blood in a minute.
Look, sit back comfortably, relax, and come with KG, Ashley, and me to the warm, sunny, grassy banks of North Lakes, with the birds twittering and the water lapping. Now, Jessie, my darling, don't you dare even think about washing those few dishes. You just sit here with Clara and Janie in the shade of this lovely old willow tree.
We men will have the job done in 5 minutes flat.
Oh, Clara, aren't they sweet?
Oh, my husband can be the sweetest man when he wants to be. Oh, Jessie, to think we didn't want to come on this gorgeous camping holiday. Imagine what we would have missed.
Oh, Mommy, I've never enjoyed myself so much in my life.
Sweet Sister Janie, I brought out your sun hat. Mustn't overdo the sun on that peaches and cream complexion of yours.
Ah, why, thank you, brother dear. You're so kind and thoughtful.
And by the way, what would you girls like to do this afternoon? We await your pleasure.
Well, we thought you men might like to get away from us women and go fishing.
Only if you want to be left alone for a while. If you prefer that we all take a country stroll, then that's what we shall do.
Oh, Dexter, actually, I'd love to go for a long walk through the bush. But I always get so tired coming back.
Oh, Clara, my love, don't give it a second thought. If you should happen to tire, I'll piggyback you.
Oh, my sweet, sweet husband.
Another thing, girls, I've made up all the camp beds with clean linen and the tent is shining like a new pin.
And I've filled all the lamps with kerosene and set the table for our next meal.
Later this afternoon, Dexter and I will do all the washing so there'll be no dirty clothes to take home when we go.
Oh, good boys. And what are we having for dinner this evening?
I am glad you asked that, Clara. I'm going to prepare a special oyster cocktail and fish mornay while KG dresses and barbecues the chicken.
Sounds scrumptious. Hey, what say we all take a quick swim in the lake right now?
Oh, wonderful idea.
Just what we need to make everything perfect.
Ah, well, here, let me help you up, Jessie.
There we are.
Clara, let me help you up.
Thank you, sweetie.
Don't mention it.
Now, remember one thing now. We're only going for this swim on one condition. When we get back, you girls are to rest before we have our little hike through the country, and then when we return, you're to have another long rest till we wake you for dinner.
Good. Now, who's going to be first to break the clear crystal water? I'll go first to make sure it's safe for the women.
And that, Jessie, is exactly what it'll be like on this exhilarating, breathtaking holiday.
My eye, it will.
Like fun.
Oh, dear, have you ever heard anything funnier in your life?
My husband piggybacking me through the bush. If he did, he'd drop me in the first cactus in sight.
Clara, I do no such thing. Anyhow, there are no cactus at North Lakes. I might be lucky and find a blackberry bush.
Well, if you men really want a true picture of what the camping trip would be like, just sit back and relax and we'll sketch it for you. Now, how does it all start? Oh, yes, with the twittering of birds and the lapping of water. If you men think we're going to use this dirty washing up water again, you're crazy. Now get up off your backs from under that tree and get some fresh water.
Oh, for goodness sake, Jessie. You can make the water do. I'm dead tired from fishing all morning.
Me too.
Ditto. Now you see here, Kimberly. Jessie, Janie and I haven't stopped slaving since the time we arrived. Now get off your big thick hide or I'll hit you with an ant's nest.
There are no more than half a dozen plates to be washed. You girls can do them in 5 minutes flat.
I'll flatten you five times in a minute. Oh, Jessie, dear, to think we could have stayed in our comfortable surroundings instead of coming to this zoo full of insects. And the worst ones are under the trees.
Oh, Mummy, I've never felt so grubby and uncomfortable in my life. Death Adder, that's my sun hat you're lying on. Get off it.
It's cushioning a rock under my head, compost. Anyway, a sun hat won't help your complexion. Three more freckles and your face will be one big freckle.
Thank you, brother dear. You're so kind and thoughtful.
By the way, what are you girls doing this afternoon? We men are going fishing again by ourselves.
Well, that is considerate. You wouldn't think of taking us.
Not on your life. You can go for a walk or something.
Oh, yes. We can go for a walk or something. That's after we wash the dishes, clean out the tents, soak the dirty clothes, pick the ants out of the butter and jam, and work out what muck we're going to eat tonight.
What do you expect to eat on a camping trip? I suppose you'd like oyster cocktails, fish mornay, and a barbecued chicken.
Oh, we'd certainly like a change from tinned beans and bully beef.
Dad, I'm going for a quick swim. Want to be in it?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, son. Come on, let's go.
I'll be in that, too.
Hey, wait a minute. We girls wouldn't mind a dip in the lake. Would you mind waiting for us?
Oh, go jump in the lake. You're not paralyzed.
Oh, thank you very much. Jessie, we better start shifting the tent back another 50 yards.
What for?
Clara, just what do you mean by that?
When you dive in the lake, we might be swamped by a tidal wave.
Why don't we agree to go on one condition? The men are to do half of all the work.
Agreed. That's agreed, Jessie. The three of us will carry out more than half the work.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, they'll promise, dear, and then do nothing when they get there.
No, Clara. We'll make an agreement and stick to our word.
Huh.
Dexter will take over the washing and drying up. Ashley will be responsible for keeping the tent clean and tidy. And I'll be responsible for supplying all the fish.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no. If I'm washer and wiper-upper, you can be the cook and prepare all the meals.
All right, if you say so. I'll take over the chef department. That's fine with me.
Oh, well, it isn't fine with me. We'll all be poisoned after the first meal.
Now, look, men, we'll allot jobs when we get to North Lakes. That's the simplest way out.
Good idea, dear. I'll draw up a duty roster, and we must all abide by it.
A duty roster? Are we going for a holiday or back into the army?
Kimberly, you be quiet.
Yes, Colonel.
Well, then it seems like we are going. What time do we get away tomorrow, before or after lunch?
Jenny, you mean before or after breakfast? We're going camping, and that means an early start.
An early, early start?
I've heard that one before.
Well, I'll get everyone up and about at 5, and we can be on the road at 6.
Oh, that's excellent, son. All up at 5.
Oh, Mummy, no!
Don't worry about it, Janie. The only time your father ever got up at 5 was to get himself an extra blanket.
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, Kimberly got up at 5 yesterday.
I did no such thing.
Oh, yes, you did. You slept like a big log all afternoon, then you got up at 5.
Wakey, wakey, wakey. Breakfast in bed.
Oh,
oh, Dad, look alive there. The fish are biting well at North Lakes.
What's the matter, son? You having a nightmare?
Oh, Ashley, turn this light off and go back to bed.
We've got to be on the road by 6, remember? Come on, come on. Start eating.
Is
your sister awake yet?
Yeah, she's alive, but I had to hit her with some cold water to do it.
Son, are you sure it's 5 o'clock?
We arranged to be up and about by 5. You've got 3/4 of an hour to relax and enjoy your breakfast. It's 4:15.
4:15?
Oh, good heavens. The Wilmots won't be awake for ages yet.
Oh, I wouldn't count on that. I reckon they will.
Why?
Because I nicked in and turned on their radio full blast.
Oh, Ashley, you didn't.
Jessie, dear, are you awake? May we come in?
Yes, Clara, come on up. We're having breakfast in bed.
Oh, the radio must have done the trick, okay?
Oh, I bet KG is in a bright and sparkling mood.
Don't shove me, Clara. I'm likely to fall to pieces.
Well, good morning, Duttons. Ashley's little idea got us out of bed.
I'm sorry if it was too drastic, Mrs. Wilmot.
It was a dreadful thing to do.
Morning, KG.
Evening, Dexter.
Just tell me one thing. Which early morning program woke you up?
I don't know which. All I know is one eye opened for Bing Crosby singing New Year's Day. Both eyes opened for Frank Sinatra with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And after that, we both slipped out of bed like we were being chased.
Yeah, what did it?
2 screaming characters with a bird dog.
Well, it certainly looks as if the Duttons and Wilmots will be away to an early start, and very often that's not a bad idea either. And that reminds me, tonight, on behalf of the Commonwealth Savings Bank, I'd like a word with all those boys and girls who have just started work, or will be starting soon. For you young people, the next few years could be the most important of your life. Why? Because the amount of money you save in the next few years could make all the difference to your success and happiness. Now let's look at the facts. Saving has played a big part in the success of every successful man and woman. They all had money saved, and so were able to take advantage of opportunities as they came along. Someone once said that success comes out of cans, and failure comes out of can'ts. And believe me, success will come to you if you can save and can take advantage of the opportunities. So open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account with some of your first or next week's pay. Get the saving habit, and week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Dexter, keep your eyes on the road and watch where you're driving.
Would you girls stop being backseat drivers? I'm handling Hector like a baby.
I wish you'd handle it like a car. We should have brought my bus. We'd have been at the lakes in half the time.
We're doing a good steady speed. The needle's near 35 and I can get over 40 downhills. And let me tell you something, KG. They don't make machines like this today.
So that's what it is, a machine. You shouldn't be driving it, just you should be sewing on it.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, Kimberly, why don't you keep your funny jokes for the fish?
Speaking of fish, do you think we'll catch any?
My dear Janie, you are looking at a master fisherman. Flatheads, especially. I can catch those with my eyes closed.
Janie, when my husband goes fishing, it's a case of a fathead trying to catch a flathead.
Dexter, where'd you put the back door key when you locked it?
Oh, I don't know, dear. I suppose I left it in the door.
Oh. You did lock it, though?
Of course I locked it. I think.
You think? Well, thinking isn't good enough. Is the back door locked or isn't it?
Yes, yes, it's locked. I'm absolutely sure. Absolutely. Almost.
Daddy, you can't be absolutely sure, almost.
Well, I remember locking it distinctly. I'm completely positive. Just about.
Dexter, if our back door's not locked, any stranger can walk into the house and help himself. Now do some deep concentrating and try to get a mental picture of yourself turning the key.
Wait a minute. I'm getting it. I've got it. I've got a complete mental picture of myself securely locking the back door.
Well, thank heavens for that.
The only thing wrong is the pictures of me last night going to bed.
Oh, that's lovely. That's fine. All right, turn round and head back for home.
Oh, suffering jalopies. Do we have to?
Yes, I'm afraid we have to.
This always happens to the Duttons every time we go out.
I'll just keep driving for a little while in case I get another mental picture.
You should have no trouble with that mental cavity of yours. How could anyone forget to lock his back door? I locked mine as I was... No, Clara locked ours.
I did no such thing. I asked you to lock it before you left the kitchen.
Oh, well, in that case, it's locked. It's definitely locked, I think.
Dexter! Turn the car around.
Ah, well. Now we've found both our back doors were locked all the time. Don't let's sit around here. Let's get going.
I am about to make a cup of coffee. Anyway, I think we should forget the camping trip now and stay home.
Here, here.
I'm with Dexter. I'm for heading back to the lakes. It's only 5 o'clock and we can be there by 8 if we take my car. 7 tomorrow morning if we take Dexter's.
Ha, ha, ha. Look, girls, if we don't leave today, it won't be worth going at all.
Hooray, let's not go at all. Listen, Compost, children should be seen and not heard.
I know what we'll do. Jessie, dear, you toss a coin.
No, thank you. She always wins.
Well, I can't always win, dear. I have to lose sometimes. Look, I'll toss up this penny, and if it's heads, we stay home. And if it's tails, we don't go to the lake.
Yeah. Wait a minute, I want to get this straight. Heads, we stay home.
And tails, we don't go to the lake.
Well, I guess that's fair enough.
Dad, you're being got at.
Yes, you are being got at. Tossing's out. Jesse's probably got a two-headed penny.
All right, suit yourselves. We'll leave for the lake in a few minutes, just as soon as we have our coffee.
Mummy, why give in so easily?
Jesse, I'm surprised at you.
Oh, it's quite all right, Clara. If they want us to go, we'll go.
Well, now, come along, everyone. Come on, into the car and let's get moving. Dexter, are you coming?
I guess so, dear, but... I'm tired.
Dexter, you'll have to drive your car.
I can hardly keep my eyes open.
Oh, no, you don't, Kimberly, dear. Come on your feet. Come on, Kimberly.
Listen, I have a suggestion to make. Why don't we go to bed here tonight, and I'll wake everyone extra early in the morning.
Ashley, anything earlier than this morning would be tonight.
Now, look, we women are all ready to make another start. If we don't go right now, we don't go at all. And that's what you said yourself, Dexter.
In that case, let's have our week's holiday at home. Oh, I'm too comfortable and sleepy in this chair to move. Ashley, would you mind if we give the trip away?
Not really. How about you, Dad?
Dexter, what do you say, huh?
Good, then it's all settled. Come on, Janie, we'll go out to the car and get the food baskets.
I'll come with you, dear.
Nunley, it's too good to be true. I can't understand it.
No, dear, nor can I.
What's to understand?
Well, Jessie, for one thing, why aren't we as tired as the three men?
Well, I don't know. Unless it's because I didn't put sleeping pills in our coffee.
Oh, you're wicked. Oh!
In the first 12 months, I've told you many things about the Commonwealth Savings Bank. But tonight, I want to introduce to you someone who can tell you very much more. Because he is the man who is head of the Commonwealth Savings Bank. Listeners, this is Mr. H.G. Searle, Chief Superintendent of the Commonwealth Savings Bank.
Thank you, John. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys. As Mr. Dunn said, I could tell you a lot about the bank. But tonight I'm here to do something else, and that is to thank you for the part you are playing in the progress of the Commonwealth Savings Bank. A bank is only as big as its customers, and the reason why the Commonwealth Savings Bank is the biggest bank in Australia is because you have made it so. This is the holiday season, and now I would like to wish all of you a happy holiday. I know that people in every part of Australia are listening in tonight. Some of you may be in your own homes or in the homes of your friends, and some no doubt are camping out, and perhaps some are even listening on their own car radios. But wherever you are, I hope you are enjoying yourselves. And on behalf of the cast of Life with Dexter and the Commonwealth Savings Bank, I wish you a very happy and a prosperous new year.
Life with Dex is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy Life with Dex at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.